Imagery gets wrapped up in everything we do, especially where trance is concerned. So I want you to think about a particular image for me, to focus on it as you go down. An image striking and arousing enough that in future it can form the basis for a trigger, for conditioning, for a whole set of splendidly pleasurable things you can do to yourself or with another. So follow me down and envision a face. It doesn't need any particular detail, though you can envision someone attractive to you, someone alluring. See the lips. Full, attention-grabbing lips. When you think of them, fixate on them. You may think of one color or another. In particular, you may think of pink and untouched, unblemished lips. Smooth surface. Maybe shining. Curved lines, a certain plushness. A canvas. And the more accurately you envision lips, full, mind-filling, slightly shining, slightly glossed, the deeper you can go. Think of them. There are lips forming these words, spinning and vibrating these words across the air to you, committing them for you. These movements of my lips form these words. Lips, speech, voice, these things do so much to you, so much for you. And as your mind jumps to lips full and flush with color, you know that you are particularly open to programming tied to full, well-defined lips, to your mind being kissed or spoken away into nothingness. That idea appeals, it builds, and when you tie the pleasure of going into trance in the first place to the pleasure of imagining full, mind-filling lips, you learn. You learn to link the mind, the body, the experience, the anchor, and the trance together. And if you have that canvas, that deepening agency, you know you could visualize full, well-defined lips in future. One particular part of a face, but when it comes to your trance, one particular and outstanding component necessary to slide you deep. Lips forming words, kissing thoughts away. The promise of everything lips, a mouth, words, a voice. The promise of everything these could do to you. And with that opener, that initial setting of the scene in mind, you're all the more susceptible to anything tied to those lips, anything those lips might do to you, for you, with you. You are in good company when you envision, for example, my lips, or the lips of any other alluring agency, any other person you would want to follow and fall under for. Kissing, speaking, proposing your thoughts away, leaving room. Room for triggers, room for programming, room for fantasy. And no matter what part of you you're taken to on this adventure, the reflective, the relaxing, the sexual, the triggered, the blank, the tranced, no matter what part of you you go to, your focus is going to be on beautifully well-defined lips, on one small piece and part of everything. And you may go to related things like voice, like purring intonation, or occasional smooches, or mind-blanking, humming, buzzing, vibration, everything lips might do to you. And the shine of them, the visual allure, may also draw you in. Whatever follows throughout the session, whatever follows, your mind will be fixated on the lips in particular. And any part of the trance or training which focuses on lips, my lips, or other lips, will be of particular interest to you. As you know, your fetish is susceptible to being grown and grown, and you know that you already find the idea of lips adequately forming, precisely forming, elegantly forming word after word to melt your mind. You already know that appeals to you. It's part of having a fetish for audio, for the right word, for the right training. Part of loving what I do to you is loving what my voice does through my lips, which you are free to imagine. And part of being dominated, guided, ordered can be the lips of a lover, a partner, the lips you visualize, and now maybe the next time you're mesmerized by commands flowing from someone's lips, you will focus on them, catalog all the details. You will remember them so that memory can be used the next time you're being conditioned to think of lips carrying you down. Kissing, speaking, vibrating, washing away as they shine, and your eyes focus, fixate. See all your thoughts reflected in lips, which then, by moving, by forming words, by turning up at the corners in a smile, can carry all your thoughts away. See yourself reflected and then kiss all thoughts of that old self goodbye for a little while, blankly floating, spending all your energy to visualize full, well-defined lips and what they can do to you with word or deed, what can be done to you with just a little push toward fetishizing and fantasizing, toward fantasizing about full, shiny lips, taking your thoughts away with just a word, just a night-night, a kiss, or an ever-deepening promise that there's going to be something interesting awaiting you, just a little further down in your brain. And all you need to do is visualize those lips using all your energy, full, plush lips in every detail. Trance taking you down. And you're using so much of your energy to visualize and focus on those lips that it's all you need, all you have to think of. Lips carrying your thoughts away, and then kissing them goodbye to let you float. And you're spending so much energy focusing on those lips that maybe thoughts and memories can fade, and the words can just make their way through. You want to give my lips. Really, any lips you trust, admire, find arousing, you want to give them a free pass to your consciousness, making yourself ever more tranceable, ever more susceptible, as your fetish does take you deeper every time. Each and every time you see full, controlling lips, each and every time your thoughts are kissed away, you go deeper. You go closer to the place where your fetishes are stored anyway. To a place where there's already a healthy repository of lip fetish, of desire to be induced in this shining, sinking kind of way. So you can slide down, mwah, deeper, mwah, deeper. A kiss, a snap, vibration, sound, and the perfect visualization of the curve of well-defined lips. And their color at this time is neutral. You're not particularly thinking of their color, of anything beyond the shape, and the shape they must take as each word is formed. You can visualize mine. They are quite full, and I form the words with enjoyment, with a little smile as I do. And you may think of other dominant, alluring lips you've seen, other opportunities for your fetish to help you go deeper, and for you to open up your mind to people who you trust and want to easily permit access by making their lips the key, forming words like sleep, or deep, or mine, or good, you've done a good job. Any kind of praise, any kind of reward, any kind of instruction is better when it comes from full, well-defined, perfectly visualized, reflecting, vibrating, teasing, speaking, smiling, from lips that take over the fetishizing part of your brain and allow you to appreciate their elegant attraction and allure as it carries you deep, deep, right to where you belong.